Jamestown High baseball team is going to open up their season this afternoon in Bismarck, taking on Bismarck High. We'll have the games for you here on ESPN Jamestown. First pitch is slated for 4:30, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Jays, Kelly Kessler. Coach, how are we doing?
Doing well, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Looking forward to some baseball today, and I would imagine you guys are as well. Finally get a chance to get outside.
Yeah, it's exciting for the kids. It's exciting for the coaches. Earlier on, we didn't know if we were going to be playing this game right away, but it got switched over to Bismarck where they have the turf fields, and now we're into full swing of things. So we kind of had to put fast forward back on it and make sure we have all the little things ready to go so we can play a baseball game and compete.
Well, I would imagine it's a little bit different, especially, like you said, not knowing this game was going to be played. Now, all of a sudden, you're at a point where, okay, we're playing tomorrow, and then it's getting out. You haven't been outside. There's a lot of things I'd imagine to take care of.
Yeah, I mean, when we found out about this last week, I mean, I didn't even have uniforms out yet, so we took care of that last night real quick and got onto the green turf here at the middle school a little bit to get some fly ball action. But you know, we've been able to get a lot of good reps at Jerry Meyer Arena, and then a couple days at the track bubble. And you know, those reps seeing a ball in the air last night were pretty good too. So, you know, I like where we're at. I think we bring a lot of experience back playing wise. So that transition to playing live baseball is not going to be so difficult for us.
Well, that was going to be my next question. You have guys that have been there, that you've had guys that have played in West Region Championship type games and state tournaments. I mean, you've got some guys coming back this year that should be able to just hopefully jump on the diamond and be ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time in, you know, since I've been the head coach that we bring back an experienced bunch of kids. You know, we've asked these kids to play a lot of meaningful innings in their youth, and you know, finally they're juniors and seniors, and you know, we have high expectations for ourselves, and we're excited to get on the field, and I think everybody's ready to get this one started.
Well, you guys only lose one player from last year's team. This team feels like one that could be set up to make a run this spring.
Yeah, I mean, we look at ourselves as a factor in every West region, you know, whether we're experienced or young or whatever the case may be, and this year's no different. You know, I think as long as we stay healthy and go out there and compete every day, we're going to give ourselves a very good chance to be at or near the top of that West region standings and put ourselves in a good spot for the West region tournament.
I think your pitching depth is going to be pretty big this year. You guys have a lot of guys that'll be able to go out there and give you some innings.
Yeah, just looking at it right now, I think there's six or seven guys that we can put on the mound that we have a lot of confidence in. You know, it's not going to be a learning process so much early as just kind of refining what we do and competing the right way and getting ahead on hitters and making our defense, you know, do what they do well and letting the defense play behind you. So, you know, our pitching staff, I think, is going to be a strength for us. And honestly, I think it's been a strength all these years. So we're continuing to do what we can do there, and hopefully we have a strong year on the mound.
Well, and with the way this spring could break, with a lot of games maybe being played in May, the depth is certainly going to be a factor.
Absolutely. Once we get past this initial round of games, where we're, you know, managing pitch counts and having to use multiple pitchers regardless of what's going on in the game. You know, I think the multiple games in a week, which is bound to happen, is going to benefit us. You know, I think back to, was it my first year, 2013? You know, we didn't touch a baseball field until May 1st. So all of our counters were kind of piled up and every game meant something. So our depth in pitching definitely helped there, and I think that's going to be a benefit for us this year as well.
Kelly Kessler is our guest. He's the head coach of the Jamestown Blue Jay baseball team. They're scheduled to play Bismarck High this afternoon. Hopefully get some games out on the turf. And, you know, that is the interesting thing now. We've got so many places in this state that have turf. You're going to be able to get some games in here the next couple weeks, hopefully.
Yeah, I was talking to the guys out west, you know, a couple weeks ago when that last snowfall hit us. And, you know, Minot had already blown the snow off their turf, so theirs was ready to go. And obviously, Williston was down at Watford City and practiced a few times on their turf. And, you know, Dickinson's got that and Bismarck has it. So there's a lot of opportunities to play earlier now, you know. And, you know, we wish we had that in our community. But as long as we're playing those games in the conference that way, we're excited to get out there and use those turf fields.
Well, you have a lot of seniors ready to go. Who are some of the guys you guys are going to be counting on this year to come up with some big at-bats, do some things on the mound? Who are going to be the guys you lean on a little bit?
Well, you know, Dawson and Ryder come back in the middle of our infield, and they're a big influence on the mound too. And, you know, they've been through the rigors of it all, you know, along with Chris Erickson and Tommy Falk. You know, those four have been playing with us for like 4 or 5 years right now. So, you know, they know what they're in for. They know what it's going to take for our team to be successful. And, you know, among those four, I think they're going to be a good core to get us going and lead us to where we want to go come WDA time.
Well, I know you've got some new faces that have come out and joined the team. We can talk about those guys, but also you've got any young guys ready to step up and fill some roles.
Well, that's a real feeling out process right now. I think the benefit with using young guys for us right now is we don't have to throw them in and they're either going to sink or swim. You know, they're going to have an opportunity to play a little bit of JV, and you know, they're kind of on the cusp right now of helping us out at the varsity. So we can wean them in a little bit instead of just throwing them to the dogs. You know what I mean? So I look forward to, you know, seeing if any of them step forward. I can't say names right now, but who's going to do that. But I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, every team needs that young person to step forward and kind of be a hole filler or a kind of a spark for your team. So we have a good group of young kids, and who knows, it's the opportunity is there for any of them, really.
Well, and then we've got some guys that haven't played baseball in a while making a return to the diamond this spring.
Yeah, we got a couple guys from our basketball team that, you know, I think Mason Walters, he played last time when he was in middle school, and he was a pretty good player for us, and we really look forward to him going through our program. But he decided to do some other things for a couple of years, and then he came back to us. So we welcome him with open arms, obviously. And you know, Jared, I think I talked to Jared, and he said he hasn't played since he was a 9-year-old traveling team. So, you know, getting back into the swing of things, like tracking a baseball and getting good jumps and, you know, understanding a little more complex strategy than that happened when you were in 9-year-old traveling team, is there's going to be a learning curve for them. So, you know, we absolutely invite them to come out just because they have a great attitude and work ethic. And, you know, the other one that did play his summer ball last year and is playing spring ball is Jeremy Williams. You know, he's going to be our starting center fielder right now. He's come a long way with the bat from last summer, and, you know, his athleticism added to those other guys is really going to give us some different ways to go, different strategies. So we're looking forward to having them and seeing how fast they catch up and using them appropriately.
Kelly Kessler is our guest, head coach of the Jamestown Blue Jay baseball team. Couple more things before I let you go. How do you see the West region kind of stacking up this year?
Well, you know, every year I kind of go through my hitting charts and spray charts, and I eliminate all the seniors that graduated. And, you know, every year there's a lot of them. I think I counted 74 seniors graduated last year. But these teams, they have great JV programs. They reload really well. And, you know, obviously those bigger schools are going to be at an advantage every year as far as replacing kids. So I think Minot's going to be a tough school. Century is obviously going to be a very, very tough team to beat, but I think of the smaller-ish schools, I think Williston brings a lot back too. So of those three, I think those will be some of the top contenders in the West.
Well, on a game like today, when you guys haven't been outside yet, what do you kind of want to see from your guys in this first game just to kind of get some innings under their belt?
I just want to see us go out there and play really hard. You know, there's going to be times when we're not knowing what's going on, basically, and you know, that the instincts haven't quite come back yet, but I want to see us, if we make mistakes, we're making mistakes going hard, not tentatively. I want to see our pitchers get on the mound, and I want to see them throw strikes and challenge hitters. And then I want to see our defense, because your defense is always there. You can take a lot of reps defensively. You can know what you're doing with cutoffs and relays. So I want our defense to be really stout, and I want our pitchers to throw strikes today. And then I want to find a way to score runs. You know, it might not be 14 hits right away in the first game. Getting on base, running the bases aggressively, and being a really factor out there, I guess putting pressure on them. And putting pressure on a team usually gets some victories for you. So that's what we're looking for today. We're just going to be happy to be out there and get an opportunity to compete in the West.
Coach, I appreciate the time as always. Good luck today.
You bet, Steve. Thank you.
That is Kelly Kessler, head coach of the Blue Jay baseball team. Again, they will play this afternoon, 4:30. In Bismarck. We'll have it for you right here on ESPN Jamestown.